Pakistan bounced back from the disappointing test series showing in the most resounding fashion possible, inflicting defeat on the home side by 95 runs in the second T20 international in Centurion. Mohammed Hafeez perhaps epitomised the turnaround better than anyone. He had looked all at sea during the test series against Mornay Morkel and Dale Steyn. With those two absent, he smashed 85 of only 51 balls to lead Pakistan 195-7. South Africa then began their run chase well, racing to 50 for 1 in the 5th over courtesy of A.B. de Villiers, but an astonishing collapse of 5 for 3 followed, and they were all out for exactly 100. Umar Gul matched his career best figures of 5 for 6, and dismissed 3 of the South Africans for first ball ducks. India assumed firm control of the second test against Australia in Hyderabad, after brilliant hundreds from both Murali Vijay and Cheteshwar Pujara. The duo helped their side finish at 311 for 1 at stumps on day 2, in reply to Australia's 237. The day belonged to them entirely after Virender Sehwag fell early in the first session for 6. He departed after edging Peter Siddle behind the wicket, the tourist's only success in 3 sessions. Together, Pujara and Vijay stitched together a 294-run partnership for the second wicket, as India took a lead of 74 runs. 22-year-old left-hander Kitharan Vithanaj hit a career-best 157 not out for an emerging Sri Lankan side on day 1 of their match against the touring Bangladeshis. He added 159 with all-rounder Ashan Priyajan for the 5th wicket, after the tourists had the better of the first session. The emerging players then made the most of some loose bowling, and ended on 398 for 9. Only off-spinner Sohag Ghazi emerged with any credit for Bangladesh, taking 5 for 103. West Indies women took a 2-0 lead in their T20 series in Sri Lanka. They held Sri Lanka's women to 73 for 8 after they elected to bat. Tremaine Smart and Sabrina Munro each took 2 wickets, as only one Sri Lankan reached double figures. Kashira Knight then ended on 24 not out, building on an earlier knock of 21 from twin sister Kaisia Knight, as West Indies eased their target in the 16th over, the loss of only 4 wickets. Afghanistan beat Scotland by 27 runs in the first of 2 T20 internationals in Sharjah, but Mohammad Shahzad hit 55 in 46 deliveries. He easily topped scores as Afghanistan posted 132 for 7, and despite Scotland using the opportunity to try a clutch of newly qualified players, they could manage only 105 for 6 in reply. West Indies were briefly tested by Zimbabwe, before emerging as comfortable winners of the second T20 international at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. Lendl Simmons helped them survive a stuttering first half of their innings with a mature 41 off 39 balls, before Kyron Pollard provided the late momentum and harvested 60 off the final 5 overs. Zimbabwe's run chase is perhaps best described as a non-event. They never looked like seriously challenging their target of 159, and despite a skittish 53 from Hamilton Mazakaza, never got close, eventually ending on 117 for 6.